Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Leading Off. I'm Dan Harris. You can find me on Twitter at DanHarris80. With me is my producer and professional duck trainer, Brendan Tuma. You can find him on Twitter at TooMuchTuma. Earlier this week, there was a report that Major League Baseball was considering a plan, some reports that they were closing in on it, to restart baseball as early as May in Arizona. That would allow for Major League Baseball to get in most or all of the season. Some of the details of the plan. Players, coaching staff, umpires, etc. would need to be quarantined for the entirety of the season, no seeing their families or leaving Arizona. All games played at stadiums in the Phoenix area with no fans in attendance. That includes Chase Field, 10 spring training facilities, and perhaps others. For the actual games themselves, the following things are being discussed. An electronic strike zone. No mound visits. 7-inning doubleheaders. On-field microphones, players sitting in empty stands 6 feet apart. Yes, to answer your question, this plan is insane. There are some things that we can get out of the way early. No, there isn't going to be baseball in Arizona in May. The logistics of this entire plan are incredibly complicated, and the developments with COVID-19 change dramatically every day. As MLB admits, there needs to be development in testing, and the idea that everyone's going to feel comfortable with this in a few weeks is really just not realistic. Also, as much as players want to play, 4.5 months or longer of not seeing your wife or kids is a tough sell. But holy cow, as a baseball fan and a fantasy baseball player, you should be rejoicing, because this is awesome. Think about how nuts this plan is. Robot umpires. Everyone is quarantined. The players are going to be sitting in the stands, 7-inning doubleheaders constantly. When I told my son that baseball was postponed this year because of the virus, he asked why they don't just play on the moon. And that plan is only slightly crazier than the one MLB has cooked up. Side note, my son's solution to every problem is to just go to the moon. Our power goes out, we should move to the moon because it doesn't snow there. Eat your vegetables. Vegetables don't grow on the moon, so we should move there. I apologize in advance if he ever becomes commissioner of any major sport or marries your daughter or something, but I am confident that he'll run NASA someday at least. Anyway, this is a crazy plan, but the fact that it's a crazy plan is the very reason you should be excited as a fantasy baseball player. They are determined to play this season, guys, and they should be. Not only would the loss of an entire baseball season be a pretty devastating development for the game, but people need sports, guys. Of course, it's not important in the grand scheme of things, but our collective psyche would improve if we saw some bat flips and some home runs, and if you're a Mets fan like me, some terrible base running and awful fielding. So while I think that there is no chance that this happens in May, I will be honest, I do think this happens, and I do think this happens in the way that they're laying it out. All games played in Phoenix, 7-inning doubleheaders, the works. Timing-wise, though, I think late June or early July is more realistic. But if for whatever reason you're drafting now, then I'd approach it as if this is going to happen and draft accordingly. So what does that mean? First, downgrade or upgrade players whose value was significantly affected by their home parks. So, for example, the Rockies. Players like David Dahl and Trevor Story often outperform their expected batting averages because Coors Field greatly inflates BABIP. Generally speaking, hitters perform better in Colorado, so they're more now on an even plane with other hitters. Conversely, someone like Germán Márquez performs far better on the road than at home. Well, he's going to be playing on the road all year long now, most likely. And to be clear, playing in Arizona is probably going to be like playing in Colorado light. It's going to be 1,000 degrees there, there's going to be no drag on the ball, it's at a high elevation, so there's going to be a lot of home runs. But because it will be that way for everyone, Rockies players are now generally on equal footing. You know who else is finally on the same plane as every other hitter? Brandon Belt. There is a 30 home run hitter locked inside Belt. We just can't see it because it's been swallowed up by Oracle Park. It should be unleashed now. In other words, re-examine your rankings. Look at all the players whose value is impacted by their home park and start making adjustments to a neutral field. Second, downgrade your innings eaters. Now, you should have been doing this anyway because nobody was going to get to 32 starts or whatever, and so no one was approaching 200 innings. But this plan makes innings eaters even less valuable now. First of all, how many games per week are we looking at here? We're at least going to have 7 or 8 per team with doubleheaders thrown in a few times per week or even more. And even with expanded rosters that are certain to come along with this plan, you won't have enough pitchers to get through it. That likely means saving pitchers' arms, pulling them after 4 or 5 innings, and deploying more bullpen arms in an effort to save starters and perhaps start them on 3 days rest. And don't forget, there's not going to be a long buildup for pitchers before the season starts, so they're not going to be going out there and throwing 7 innings right from the get-go anyway. In other words, pitchers who routinely go deep into games likely won't be doing so anymore, at least not to start. Focus more on your ratios, less on your innings. Now before we keep going here, do you know we're giving away a signed Fernando Tatis Jr. bat courtesy of Pristine Auction? All you need to do to be entered to win is to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher and send a screenshot of that review to contest@fantasypros.com. And remember, writing a review is a really, really easy way to support the show. It's the reason Leading Off became a staple of our fantasy baseball programming, because of your reviews. So if you haven't left one yet, go ahead and do so and enter to win an autographed bat. And check out pristineauction.com, by the way. They have thousands of great items up for auction every single day. And if you register with our code FANTASYPROS, you get a free $5 voucher. All right, turning back to draft considerations. Third, focus on your hitters during the draft. So what does focus on your hitters mean? That depends on whether or not you're in a daily or a weekly league. If you're in a daily league, your bench needs to be filled with hitters. There's going to be expanded rosters. It's going to be hot. There's going to be games every day. Even with a shortened season, players are going to need a rest in those conditions. For a daily lineup league, this means having plenty of hitters on your bench. This is going to be a very favorable hitting environment, so half the battle is going to be having more at-bats than your competitors. Being able to make sure you're rolling out a full offensive lineup each and every day might be the difference between winning and losing. Now, in a weekly league, there needs to be a slight downgrade to older players. Again, baseball is going to be played almost every single day in extremely hot weather with occasional doubleheaders. So when you're at least 36 or 37 years old, like Joey Votto, Robbie Cano, Yadier Molina, Shinsu Chu, Brett Gardner, Yuli Gurriel, and Nelson Cruz, you're just going to need more time off than most. That doesn't mean you need to avoid these players entirely, but it does mean you should take their age into account and assume fewer games on average than you otherwise would. In a weekly league, without the ability to swap players in and out, that's a hit to their value. Fourth, expect to see some prospects, and I can hear Brendan cheering in the background. The question of when to draft prospects is always tough because nobody really knows how long they'll be in the minors. Will it be the first 2 weeks of the season so that the team gains an extra year of control? Will it be until the Super 2 deadline passes? Well, for now, assume they're up in the majors right from the get-go. Number one, the teams need to win immediately. There's no let's see how this goes. There's not enough time. It's going to be late June or July by the time we get started. It is time to go. Second, it's one thing to pretend that a clearly ready player needs more time in the minors to work on their fielding, but it's a whole nother thing to say we're having a 35-man roster and our best prospect simply isn't worth calling up. Now, I don't know how service time issues are going to be resolved, but I can tell you that prospects will almost certainly be up earlier than they otherwise would. For fantasy players like Brendan who love minor leaguers, this is a chance to draft them early. Finally, I think my last takeaway from the Arizona plan can be summed up by a quote from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Socrates, the only true wisdom consists of knowing that you know nothing. That's us, dude! I prepare for a fantasy baseball auction or draft like my life depends on the result. I trust my projections. I live and die by them. I try not to go past what they say my values should be. But that has to go out the window now. If you like variables, you're going to get them. Embrace this. Embrace the craziness. The best high-stakes fantasy baseball players in the world are not going to know how to account for this completely unprecedented development. You're on an equal footing now. The guy who wins your league every year, he doesn't know the impact of crazy expanded rosters and no home field advantage and 100-degree heat and constant doubleheaders. So don't worry about it. Follow Socrates' teaching. The only true wisdom consists of knowing that you know nothing. Our expert consensus rankings of Fantasy Pros are continually updated, so we'll be taking all these developments into account, and you can sort by experts who have updated their rankings most recently. But ultimately, there are no bad picks now in your draft. embrace the randomness. And that's going to do it for today's episode of Leading Off. Subscribe to the Fantasy Pros Baseball Podcast so you don't miss an episode. Don't forget to send in your review of the podcast to have a chance to win an autographed Fernando Tatis Jr. bat. And if you ever want to see what I look like, subscribe to our channel on YouTube at youtube.com/fantasypros. We just did a Fantasy Feud episode for football. I wore a tie. It was weird. For now, stay safe, stay healthy, and I'll talk to you next week.